Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel & Holmes.
Matt Bowen.
Tom Brady cloned his dog. Do you think it's possible he's going to clone himself? Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I'm telling you what, I've been doing the score for what? 16 years. That's the question I was the least prepared for in my life.
Afternoons on the Score.
Happy birthday to Matt Bowen today. Shout out to our guy.
That's awesome.
We love Matt Bowen.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Smart as hell on the football front and a delightful man to have as a colleague here at The Score.
I agree wholeheartedly.
We talked to Matt yesterday and asked him what you do when you've got
Gordon comes back.
Yeah.
And you've got C.J. Gardner-Johnson playing well, and he's kind of limited in where you can play him.
He's not an outside corner. He's played a little bit of safety, but he's really a nickel. So here's what Matt said about the possibility of asking Kyler Gordon, the guy you talked about as a great nickel all offseason, to play outside when he comes back.
That's a great question, and I'll tell you what, because right now I think the Bears, especially going this week against Justin Jefferson, I don't know how much man coverage they're going to play. Because right now they're not matching up very well in the secondary. They're just not. Stevenson had a couple tough reps versus Slayton the other day. Look, I know he made a great play in the one-handed catch and the fade ball, but he also beat him on a corner route where Stevenson had bad eye placement, gave up leverage. So if you believe that Gordon can play outside and play press man, that might be something you discuss in the building.
So that's interesting. And then there's the other one. It's our guy.
Jalen.
Jalen Johnson had core muscle surgery. North of the groin is the core muscle.
Awful.
Oh, dude. Thought to be out for the whole season, but maybe not, says Jalen Johnson. And there he was on his Instagram. They said Jalen was out indefinitely. Nah, is what he said on the quote. So maybe Jalen's trying to, you know, stoke the fires, get people excited for the idea of him coming back.
Our friend from CHGO, Adam Hogue, he asked Ben about Kyler and Jalen.
Can you give any update on the status of Kyler and Jalen, just in their recoveries and how far away they might be from?
Yeah, I think we should be able to get them back at some point, end of the season here, but kind of to be determined on when those clocks will start clicking here. You know, I just saw Jalen in the weight room, so he seems like he's excited about where he is right now, and he's hopeful that he's going to be able to be out on the practice field here in the near future.
Tyler, you initially said like short. It would seem like it'd be a short-term IR. Is it
correct? We're still thinking that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still thinking that. So I can't tell you exactly when, but hopefully in the near future here.
So that's a little bit of a backtrack, because at the beginning it sounded kind of alarming when he said end of the season for Kyler, because Kyler's on a 4-game IR stint. It could be longer than that, but it's a minimum 4.
So he's got, what, two more games to go from that, and then you imagine, actually it makes sense, 2 more games to go on IR, strictly from a rule standpoint, then the 3 weeks to ramp up, hoping that it would take him less than 3 weeks to ramp up. You are talking about the end of the season by then. You're talking about game 15. If it just goes strictly by next 2 games plus 3 weeks, you're
that's 5 weeks and you've already played 9 games. It's a good point, Lawrence. It's a good point. Your math is excellent today.
Simple math I can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Where do you struggle? When the math gets harder?
Yes. I'm not good at math overall, but simple math, you know, short division and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Ruben has reached the point where I can't help with his homework.
Oh no.
Oh dude. Dad, I got
you lasted a couple more years than I did.
Dad, I got geometry homework. You want to check this out?
What got sure. you? What got you, Tanny?
Oh, just when I heard the phrase new math. I was always terrible at math, hence why I'm here. But
that's usually how it works.
You hear new math and you're like, okay, so I was not good at it to begin with, and now I have to do it a different way. Yeah, I'm out. I'm tapping out on
By the way, did you know, because I do it, and I know that you're a Duolingo guy too. Duolingo has math.
Why would anybody choose to do that?
I'm trying to get better at it.
I mean, there's so many options for time wasting on your phone.
I think that's a pretty good option, though.
I mean,
yeah.
It seems more useful than just doom scrolling.
Whatever, Alex.
Okay. Don't they have chess too, right?
They do, but the chess part got.
Duolingo has chess?
Yeah, you can learn. I mean, it's important to learn how the pieces move, like some of that stuff, and so that you can go and play, but...
Yeah.
I almost got scammed the other day. There was a targeted ad, and it was like...
Solitaire?
No. Alex, I'm praying on your downfall.
Stephen A. Smith, solitaire.
Yeah. So the premise was, hey, 10-minute history lesson on art, anything else history. I'm like, oh, that's better than just scrolling. And you look into the company. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a money grab, and they'll take your money.
Yeah, they'll get you.
And your information.
They will get you.
And there's all sorts of stuff on YouTube if you want. Here's what I would say if you are looking for just something educational.
Yeah.
Geography Now.
Oh, really? That's cool.
You ever seen Geography Now on YouTube?
I've not.
All you do is you pick a country, and then they've done like all the research on it, and you get like 15 minutes of you learning about this country, like the currency, the makeup of the people, whether or not you want to live there, like that sort of thing.
Shout out
to Barbie.
There you go. I almost got scammed the other day when a Nigerian prince who's down on his luck asked me if I would forward him some money. It sounded like a great idea. He told me that I'd get it back because he's a prince after all. I didn't do it though. So thank you for your concern out there.
Well, yeah. One of us did. And I expect that money tenfold. Hey, I'm very excited.
Hey, the Nigerian princes here in Chicago, they build restaurants. Shout out to Izzy Adonijay.
How about it?
That's right.
How about it? See, he's got a couple now in the South Loop.
I've been to both, and they're both pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Good on you, Izzy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Duolingo has music, too. If you wanted to be, you could do that. You can learn about music.
I
think you got it covered. I think you got it mastered.
I mean, there's always new music to hear. There's always things to learn.
That's not what they're doing.
Theory, like, music theory.
Rudimentary stuff. That's like reading notes, that sort of thing.
I'll ask the boy.
And then you can, follow along. You can get their special keyboard if you want. Or you can just play it regular on your phone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.